There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it, and when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then, when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. A number of years ago, I had the privilege, opportunity to go to the Holy Land on a pilgrimage, and one of the places that they make sure that you get to go see and visit is to go to Cana. And there they have a special ceremony that you could have your marriage blessed, and a lot of couples were very interested in that. But since I don't have a spouse, that didn't excite me. But I was interested to taste the wine. I thought, man, the wine in Cana is going to be fantastic. So I bought a couple of bottles and was very disappointed. It wasn't that good. But I've always wanted to taste the wine that Jesus made from the water. Wouldn't that be interesting? We've just heard in this gospel the last words uttered by the Blessed Virgin Mary. Do whatever he tells you. Mary doesn't speak often in the scriptures, but every time she does speak, her words overflow with wisdom. And this is no exception. Mary was the very first Catholic. She was filled with the Holy Spirit after the Annunciation, and from then on she dedicated her life to serving her son Jesus and contributing to his ministry, his mission, whenever she could. When we were baptized, we too received the gift of that same Holy Spirit. And when we were confirmed, we formally declared our intention to spend our lives serving Jesus and contributing also to the same mission. But it's not always easy to carry out that noble and wise intention. Life is full of many challenges, surprises, and many temptations, and it's easy for us to get distracted from our mission as disciples. With her last words in the Bible, the Blessed Virgin Mary gives us 3 keys to stay on task in our efforts to follow Christ and to be a disciple. Let's look at those 3 keys one by one and see how we might apply them in our own lives. The first is to have an attitude of service to our neighbor. Mary was not in charge of the wedding in Cana. In the ancient world, it was always the bride's father who was in charge. And being in charge of a wedding was not an easy task. Weddings were some of the few occasions in ancient times when common working class people could take time off to celebrate and enjoy themselves. As a result, most weddings would include 5 to 7 days of festivities. When Jesus and his newly formed band of disciples showed up, they would most likely have joined right in. And with the added drinking capacity of a bunch of hardy fishermen, it's no wonder that they ran out of wine. But the interesting thing is that the head waiter, the one who was responsible for providing food and drink throughout the wedding festivities, was not the one who noticed that the wine was running short. Instead, it was the Blessed Virgin Mary. Even in the midst of a rolling party, a wedding feast, where she was a guest and not the hostess, she kept her attention on the needs of others around her. She didn't become so self-absorbed and having a good time that she forgot about those around her. Instead, she recognized the potential disaster, and then she took the initiative to do something about it. That was Mary's habitual approach to life. She always fostered an attitude of service to others. She keeps her eyes open for opportunities to help others, and she took the initiative to seize those opportunities. One of my favorite images of the Blessed Mother is Our Lady of Perpetual Help. This is how she reflected in her own day-to-day life the goodness and generosity of God, who is always thinking of us and providing for us and watching over us. An attitude of service to neighbor is the first key to being a true disciple of Christ. The second key is to have unbounded confidence in Jesus. Mary noticed the problem, and she wanted to do something about it, but what exactly could she do? She was not a rich woman, and there was no Costco in Cana where she could go to buy a few more gallons of cheap wine. Even though she didn't have the resources to solve the problem all by herself, she knew exactly who did, her son. And so she goes to Jesus, catches his eye, and simply puts the need before him. They have no wine. What a beautiful prayer. She doesn't give Jesus a specific to-do list as if she were trying to micromanage God. She isn't afraid to be specific either of the concrete need. She knows her son very well. She knows that his heart is full of goodness, mercy, and love. She also knows that he is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that he has the power, if he chooses, to do something. And so she approaches him with total confidence and openness, knowing that the unique combination of his infinite love and his omnipotence will be able to solve this problem. And this is how we also need to approach Jesus. He is our Savior. He came to the earth for our sake, as we pray each week in the Creed. He loves us without condition, and his infinite wisdom and power are at the service of that love. Even when Jesus doesn't answer our prayers the way we would like him to, we can be certain that he knows our needs and that he is doing what is good for us. In our needs, in our confusion, our troubles and sufferings, we should make Mary's prayer our own. They, we, or I have no wine. Confidence in Jesus, trust in the incomparable combination of his limitless love, power, and wisdom is the key to being a mature disciple of Jesus. The third key is obedience to God's will. Mary doesn't stop with a mere attitude of confidence in Jesus. She puts her confidence into practice. After Jesus gives her a rather ambiguous answer to her prayer, she turns to the head waiter and gives him the best piece of advice that any human being has ever given anyone. Do whatever he tells you. The true test of our confidence in God's goodness and his power is our obedience to his will. If we truly believe that God is our Father, our Savior, and our King, we will obey his commandments and his teachings. We will do whatever he tells us. Inspired by Mary's confidence, these waiters do exactly that. They can't imagine why Jesus is telling them to fill up these huge stone containers with water. And if you take the lowest average, 20 gallons times six jars, at a minimum, 120 gallons they had to fetch. Logically speaking, it's not going to help their situation, it's just water. And physically speaking, it's a lot of work. Only Mary's confidence in Jesus overflowing into their own hearts and their minds gave them the faith they needed to obey this request. And as a result, they became part of a miracle that saved the day. The same thing can happen in our own lives with our confidence and our obedience. In the midst of life's difficulties and temptation, obeying God's commandments and teachings of the church often appear to us too difficult or illogical. We may say to ourselves, everyone else is using contraception, must be okay. Everyone else is doing in vitro, and it's perfectly legal after all. Everyone else is doing drugs or having premarital sex or living with someone outside of wedlock. What could be wrong with it? There are many other examples. In the midst of pressure from our culture, obeying church teachings is often difficult or too much work. How can we fit more prayer into our busy schedules? How can we possibly afford another child? Sunday Mass is such an inconvenience. Why can't I just pray in my own home? How can we find time to visit the sick, in prison, feed the hungry, instruct the ignorant, love our neighbor, or be involved in some ministry of our church? And yet, whenever we allow Mary's confidence in Jesus to overflow into our hearts and minds, we too find that we will have enough faith to obey what God asks of us. In his infinite love and wisdom, we too become part of a miracle in our own lives. The Blessed Virgin Mary, the Queen of Heaven, the Mother of God, is teaching us today how to follow Christ, how to become a mature disciple, by imitating her attitude of service to neighbor, by sharing her confidence that Jesus can do all things, and by joining her obedience to God's will. We too will surely and swiftly travel along the path of becoming a true disciple. As we continue with our Mass, let us ask our Blessed Mother Mary to intercede for us, just as she did for those newlyweds, so that even when we don't seem to have any wine left in our hearts, God's grace will flow freely in us.